If you've ever watched one of the hundreds of crime dramas on TV or tuned into a true crime podcast, you're probably familiar with the ideas of genetic fingerprinting and DNA profiling. More often than not, fingerprints and DNA are used to crack a case and lead to the right culprit. But the science behind DNA fingerprinting, it didn't even exist until 1984. In fact, the inventor of the method didn't think it was even possible. Time and time again, mainstream society and experts in their own fields have proven to be notoriously bad at predicting which risks will pay off and what is in the realm of possibility. As another example, look at Alexander Graham Bell, who, strapped for cash, offered to sell his telephone patent to Western Union for just $100,000. Western Union turned it down, stating that the idea is idiotic on the face of it. What seems impossible or idiotic today can become commonplace tomorrow. It just takes a little bit of grit and self-confidence.
I feel so sorry for my dad. He has to raise a risk taker, and it was always my nature.
Meet Yvonne Kinzer, the head of marketing for Avocados from Mexico. And not only does she have a knack for taking risks, so does Avocados from Mexico. And while the company isn't inventing life-changing scientific methods, it is changing the world of marketing in its own unique way, with a fresh mix of moonshot ideas and calculated bets that have turned out just as good as a big bowl of guacamole. What were the key ingredients that made the end result superb? We've got the recipe on this episode. I'm Jeremy Bergeron, Vice President of Media Strategy at Mission.org, and this is Business X Factors. Each week, we'll take a look at the secret sauce that takes companies to the highest levels of success and how they got there. We'll explore how these organizations are run, what's special about the people, culture, and processes that make it all happen. When you think about the people and the ideas that have changed the world, you can see a common thread that runs through them all. They push the limits of what others thought was possible. And when you get to know Yvonne, you quickly realize that she is a pro at finding and pressing up against boundaries.
I love taking risk. I mean, that adrenaline of the risk and just getting into the unknown that makes a lot of people uncomfortable. I love it. That's the uncomfortable is my comfort zone, and I thrive in it.
Yvonne's willingness to take risks was on display early on when she took a big swing to take her family's business to the next level.
One of the business my family had was a distribution of party supplies line in Venezuela. And my stepmom was managing that as a new thing. She was very excited because she got the representation of this new line, and she asked me to help her. And she was super happy selling to the small stores. And then she started making friends with the toy store in the corner and this and that. And I was like 17 or something like that. And then I told her, let's go to, there in Macro is like Costco, but let's go to Costco. And she's, no. My friends, they are going to be so upset that we're going to take this massive, but let's go to Costco. I mean, can you imagine everything that we can do? So I found a way, got a meeting, got into that. In less than a year, we're selling these by containers in Costco, the grocery store, in a massive way.
The business thrived. And as Yvonne grew up, she leaned into her creative side. Even though she dreamed of becoming an engineer like her father, she saw the writing on the wall that her brain was wired differently. She was much more interested in creating new and engaging content and experiences. And she blazed a trail everywhere she went.
I had a great opportunity in Dallas to lead the first ever efforts of American Airlines, the first ever digital efforts of American Airlines in Latin America, launching a digital campaign across 20 different markets. And I fall in love right there with digital marketing because I'm very competitive, extremely competitive. Actually, I was doing one of those assessments that you take to see your percentage of competitiveness, and mine is like 98%. The fact that what I saw back then is the fact that you can tweak your campaign in real time to accomplish results. And I'm, again, the competitiveness in me makes me very goal-driven. And you can adjust and tweak and change in real time until you get exactly what you want.
When Yvonne fell in love with digital marketing, it was relatively early on in the world of online engagement, and no one yet knew how to harness the power of a digital audience. Yvonne was learning as the industry grew around her, and she was succeeding too. Her competitive nature made her successful in the campaigns and projects she spearheaded. For example, that American Airlines campaign, it was cutting edge because it utilized, wait for it, banner ads. Obviously, Yvonne and her marketing teams kept innovating from there, and she rose through the ranks at various agencies, eventually landing with the well-known brand Hagar Clothing, where she was the director of digital marketing and public relations. Yvonne was happy in her position. She was comfortable. But when an interesting opportunity came along, she couldn't help but listen. This is a woman who loves to be uncomfortable, remember? What was it about avocados from Mexico that really piqued your interest from the outside looking in? Because it's so different than, I guess, in some ways, what you were doing before.
Yeah, so that's an interesting story because, again, I have no experience whatsoever in that category. And the recruiter reached out to me and I was like, no, I don't think so. Because that was before the first Super Bowl. And it wasn't, for me at least, an unknown brand and an unknown company. And she convinced me to, hey, you don't have to make a decision. Just go and talk to the CEO. It's a very entrepreneurial organization. He has a great vision for the company. Just talk to him. And if you don't like, then fine, nothing happened. So I went and talked to him, to Alvaro Luque, who is my boss now. And imagine my story. You know where I come from. You know how I think, my drive for innovation and taking risk. And this first conversation with him, this is what I heard. He say, hey, I'm very independent and I love freedom. And then in the first conversation, he say, look, I'm looking for someone who come and build the digital practice that doesn't exist. So you will build it. And the goal is that you help me do what nobody else has done.
Avocados from Mexico was young, and it basically had nothing to show for itself in the way of marketing or advertising success. But the CEO was ready to make a big bet. The question was whether Yvonne was going to succeed. And why was she interested in this particular opportunity at all? Because even though Yvonne loves taking risks, and she had clearly had success in the past, she had also had her fair share of stumbles too.
I was reading a lot of mostly novels and about New York. And I decided I want to live in New York. I don't want to visit New York because that will be, it's different kind of experience. I want to live like the people in the characters in my books live. And I told my dad, I have some contacts and I got a job. And I told my dad, hey, I'm just moving to New York. He was like, what? Are you out of your mind? But at this point, they knew me enough that they cannot stop me. I just need to do what I'm like driven to do. And it was a hard, really hard experience. It didn't develop in anything like developing a career in New York, but it was an extremely valuable life experience. And I have to go back in a year. It was way too hard. So I will call that, this is a great example of something that in my mind was something, and I try, it's a really, really hard city for someone just coming with no one. I didn't know no one, absolutely no one, but my employer. And I consider that, it was not as successful as I saw it in my imagination. And I have to go back a year later, but it was really valuable. And that's the way I see every failure.
Life in New York was far from picture perfect or anything close to a fairy tale. But the struggles were worth it, because even though Yvonne had to walk away from a dream, she walked away with a valuable lesson she still carries with her to this very day.
I overestimate my capacity and my drive. And I say, I have the drive, I can do it. But the big lesson is, you can have whatever you want. You can be the strongest tribe, but you need people. You need other people to give, you know, lend you a hand and take you through, you know, and show you the ropes and give you a chance. And New York is tough. And it's a very extremely competitive space and city and market. And it's just, I was not ready. And the big learning is, sometimes you have to be patient and wait until you're ready. Because if you're not ready, you burn your opportunity.
And so with that knowledge, you might ask yourself, what in the world made Yvonne excited about joining a company with no people to speak of, no digital team or infrastructure in place, and with an initial task of creating a digital campaign for the Super Bowl? What made Yvonne willing to go out on this limb? Find out after the break. When Yvonne met with the CEO of Avocados from Mexico and was told she'd be building the marketing team from the ground up, Yvonne saw an opportunity to be a writer, director, and star of her own play. She was ready to dive in with both feet, but she also knew she had to be smart about how she was building and what she and her new team would put out into the world. After all, it's easy to have a grand idea. It's hard to make that into a business success. So at Avocados from Mexico, Yvonne set up a structure that has been critical in the creation of successful digital campaigns.
We're very innovative, but we're also performance driven. So how can you guarantee performance and still be innovative? So there's a huge risk taking in between those two. What the elements that you can find there in our organization is, first, very research-driven organization. So even though we don't know exactly what is in front of us, we have a very good understanding of the market, the consumer, the brand. Then the second element is trust. I'm sure that my CEO many times is like, crossing his fingers, but he trusts. And luckily, everything that has come from my department has been a great success. So I somehow have earned that trust. And the third element is that we're small and we're fast and nimble. So it's not the same for us to make those decisions to go after an innovation and a moonshot. It's just like, there's an idea, I go directly to the CEO, who is my boss, and he very successful, and I will say even genius. His vision, also his analytic capacity, just is a insurance, I would say. If he approves something, it's very probably that he has a good reason why he thinks that is going to work. And then we can move fast and we can course correct really easy. I don't have to ask permission to, hey, that's not working, move to this way quickly. And an example is the Super Bowl. We pivot every single day with the Super Bowl campaign. And that's what we're able to see, what is like, looking at what is happening around us, make adjustments, continue, and that's how we're able to be the best Super Bowl digital campaign.
Oh, and about that hugely successful Super Bowl campaign. Actually, Yvonne and her team created multiple best digital Super Bowl campaigns for five straight years, from 2016 to 2020. This little organization promoting avocados was the only brand to earn the number two spot on Merkle's best digital Super Bowl campaigns list. You might remember some of them. There was the one with the avocados in space, or the one with the eco bubble where all the bad was sealed out and all the good, including avocados from Mexico, was safe inside. If you're unfamiliar, it's worth a dive down the YouTube rabbit hole. But these campaigns weren't birthed from one good idea that Yvonne and her team just ran with. A moonshot idea is like a Hail Mary pass, but one that you have to also be able to leap, grab, and redirect at a moment's notice. This is where avocados from Mexico really thrives.
I tell my team, hey, and especially members that new members that come to be part of my team, say, hey, get ready, don't be frustrated, because I pivot a lot. And sometimes it can get annoying, like, oh no, change this. Oh, next day, can you take money out of there and put it here? Oh no, stop that, move it here. So the best example is, because of the intensity of the race, is the Super Bowl. In the Super Bowl, we're not competing with a fresh products or a CPG. We're competing with anyone with a digital campaign for the Super Bowl, because we're competing for the attention of the consumer. And whomever dominates that conversation is the winner. Very hands-on, especially in that campaign. There's tools that are telling almost in real time who is dominating the conversation. And if I see anyone going close to us, then I just unleash another tactic or move money from somewhere else to this. If I see the conversation is leaning toward a different topic that is still relevant to us, then I just, let's change all the hashtags, or let's change the narrative. There's a lot of changes to adapt to what the market is telling you that is interesting and relevant for them.
The internet and the industry had spoken, and they were saying loud and clear that whatever avocados from Mexico was doing, it was working, and they were all in. So naturally, it was time to stop making Super Bowl campaigns. Wait, what? It sounds crazy, right? To have one massive success after another, and then just to stop? It was a risk. But you should know by now that Yvonne wasn't going to just keep sticking to the status quo.
After you have been doing something for so many years, we are very afraid to stay in that place where you keep doing things because you have done it in the past. That's a very dangerous place to be for a company that wants to be innovative like us. We shaped things around and did a test instead of having a Super Bowl commercial and a digital campaign. We tried, what about having a digital campaign with a big shopper effort? So we go more toward supporting the sales side more than the brand side, because Super Bowl is a brand play. But let's see what happened having this strong digital engine supporting the sales group with promotions in store, et cetera, et cetera. And let me tell you, we still, even without Super Bowl spot, Avocado from Mexico still dominated the social conversation. And in terms of sales, it was the most successful Super Bowl ever, historically.
It's pretty clear that Avocados from Mexico's success is in the big risks it takes. That much we know is true. But when you dig a little deeper into how those risks are considered, it reveals the true secret sauce that makes Avocados from Mexico able to consistently hit its targets. The risks Avocados from Mexico takes are based on more than just a gut instinct. It's about more than one woman's opinion or out of left field big idea. A big bet is nice, but a calculated big bet is better. And if Avocados from Mexico does anything better than anyone else, It's finding the right spot to place a bet and then go all in.
We have to be very clear all the time what is the difference between forces and trends, because we need to play in both, but we need to be able to differentiate where are we in one or the other one. For example, trends, I could say non-fungible tokens, that's the trend, but the force is blockchain. That's an example. Other trends are, I don't know, home fitness, that's a trend, but a force is artificial intelligence, machine learning, 5G. When we need to be, we need to play in the within the trend, because it's a great opportunity to place our message in a very fertile environment to be noticed and to break through the clutter. But we have to build within the forces, because the forces are what is going to transform the way consumers live their life and the way we communicate with our consumers moving forward in the future.
Avocados from Mexico's ability to play in both areas is what allowed the company to be the first ever to use blockchain technology in a Super Bowl campaign, which it did in 2020. The campaign allowed fans to create a custom digital wallet through a big game website and then collect items to increase digital wealth, and then use that to enter to win prizes. 53,000 users took part in the campaign. This campaign that put Avocados from Mexico ahead of the game when it came to non-fungible tokens, this trend that in 2021 has been dominating the digital world. Essentially, Avocados from Mexico was creating digital assets and making them worth something, an idea that has just now been making headlines in 2021. These moonshot ideas may not be the easiest projects to forecast returns, conversion rates, or expected brand awareness. And with margins getting tighter and attention spans getting harder to win, that's the exact reason why many companies won't make big bets like this. Because moonshots are made up of well-informed bets that sometimes could take months or years to come true. The stars have to align and the market may have to shift, but the end goal is for your company to be well-positioned to take advantage of that change when the time is right. Let's revisit our friend Alexander Graham Bell. Had he known what his patent would have become, he would have never tried to sell it to Western Union. Or take a more recent example. Jeff Bezos, founder and CEO of Amazon, didn't turn a profit for years, but that didn't dissuade him or his team. He kept building what he knew would not only catch on, but become a staple shopping tool for many people around the world. Today, Amazon posts record profits each month. Shifting from a short-term mindset to a longer-term approach and developing KPIs that match isn't easy, especially with stakeholders knocking at the door each month, eager for quarterly reports. But as Yvonne's and Avocados from Mexico's story shows us, long-term thinking may be just what is needed to win the game.
The biggest moonshot that we had is the creation of the organization itself. We have 30,000 growers, avocado growers, coming together. As you can imagine, two groups aligning, two people aligning is difficult. This is 30,000 avocado growers aligning. And then on top of that organization, aligning with another organization, which is the exporters, packers and exporters of avocado, and they created that. But after that, also, we were the in the Fast Company list of most innovative companies in the United States and number one in the brand category. So all that, now we're talking about that moonshot concept that I'm loving. I'm thinking about what is all those that fit that description.
Yeah, that's incredible. I also saw before the show that the Mexican avocado industry is actually helping to save the monarch butterflies. I guess they're struggling globally. And so it was talking about how Michoacan is the only location in the world where avocados can grow 365 days out of the year due to the rich soil and irrigation and topography. But it's also just cool to see, look at the benefit here. It's like another cool aspect of what your industry is doing is like you're saving the monarch butterflies. And that's just, yeah. It's random, but it's also like really helpful. And I think a lot of people will appreciate that too. So did you know that as well? Have you heard of that?
Yeah, absolutely. There's a series of programs that, I don't know, for some reason are not as promoted as they should be. But not only that, there's a program for reforestation as well. There's a program of the monarch butterfly. So there's, again, that amazing alignment of all these industry in one place of Mexico. Not only if you see the contribution to the U.S. economy in terms of taxes is huge. What is the reforestation efforts, the butterflies. Mm-hmm. So there's a lot of things that as an industry we're contributing with nature and a lot of good causes.
Where will avocados from Mexico test the water next? We'll have to wait and see. But for now, I'll be watching crime dramas scrolling on my phone with a nice bowl of guac, eagerly waiting for the company's next big bet. You've been listening to Business X Factors, created by Mission.org and brought to you by Highland. If you like this show, please be sure to subscribe or follow on your favorite podcast app. We'd be so grateful if you rated and reviewed us on Apple Podcasts, as this helps ensure that more amazing listeners like you find the show. Thanks for listening. I'm Jeremy Bergeron, Vice President of Media Strategy at Mission.org, and I'll catch you next time on Business X Factors.